from Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. No, it's not. 8 to 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone.
We'll do another one. We've done that
one. Oh, we've done that one.
Let's do Matthew 12. Can you read up the script?
Second verse, same as the first.
Is that all right?
I've got to get my glasses to see that.
Can you read that?
Keep your glasses. I've seen nothing.
Thanks, Jeff.
Don't succeed? All right, here we go.
Here we go.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Well, friends, my name's Trev. I'm part of the ministry team in this church here at Holy Trinity. What a wonderful church it is. I'm so glad to see so many of our regulars and also heaps of visitors as well. It's just an absolute joy and delight to have you here at our carol service. Throughout December, we've been doing a sermon series, Making Christmas Count. And if we're going to have Christmas, it may as well be the best one. And what we're trying to put to people is the best Christmas you can have, making it count, is if Jesus is in the center of it. And today's theme is looking for the signs of God at work, which in our reading just now, the wise men certainly did, and previously the shepherds certainly as well were looking for the signs and then going off looking for baby Jesus, trying to find this king that was spoken of. Now, what would you assume wise men were?
Wise.
You'd assume that wise men were wise. Good one. So you're pretty smart too, right? When I think back when I was growing up, what was a wise person? They'd probably be older and sitting in a chair and you'd be able to go and ask them something. Yeah? You would hope so. A wise person, an older person that you could go and ask. In fact, my bus driver, Noel, he had white hair, much mine's getting that way, but he used to drive and I would go and sit on the sill of the bus and ask him questions about life. And we had some wonderful times asking a wise man about what should we do. Nowadays, though, we tend to do other things like ask, hey, Google, what do you think? Or you could say, hey, Siri, Is anyone's phone just go off? Now, I'm going to invite Patrick out here because he actually memorises some of the answers that Siri might ask. So, why, if you say, hey Siri, why is a fire truck red? What would Siri say?
Because they have 8 wheels and 4 people on them, and 8 plus 4 is 12, and there are 12 inches in a foot, and a foot's equal to a ruler, and Queen Elizabeth was a ruler, and Queen Elizabeth was also a ship. And the ship sails on the seas. In the seas there are fish. The fish have fins. The fins fought the Russians. The Russians are red. And fire trucks are always rushing around.
So there's some knowledge, right? There's plenty of knowledge we can get from Siri or from Google or from Alexa, or even now we've heard this year about Chat GPT, where you can get all sorts of things, all sorts of knowledge. But as Dex would say to Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars, there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. You see, I knew that when I was putting together a trampoline a few years ago that there was an instruction manual. I knew it. And 2 years in a row, we had to move it from the backyard to the front yard. Both times, I put it together totally wrong and had to undo an hour's worth of work to get it done correctly. I knew something, but I was not wise enough to take hold of it. The wise men in this story today, they saw this sign in the sky that for them, they knew that something big was going on in Bethlehem, in Jerusalem anyhow. They didn't quite know Bethlehem to start with, but they knew that God was at work somehow, and they wanted to come and see God's king. But there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. And the wise men, in their wisdom, chose to act on the knowledge that they received. Knowing that there was a king, they decided to seek him out. They were prepared to put their knowledge into action to come and worship this king. Oh, my friends, as we hear these stories about Jesus, and as we hear about the songs now that tell us more about not just Jesus' birth, but what he came to do, we have all this knowledge about Jesus. We have all this knowledge, but the wisdom of the message of Jesus is to take hold of who Jesus was and what he did for this world, to take hold of it for yourself and to plunder the treasures that Jesus has won for you and for me. I don't know if you've noticed the signs in the carols that we've been singing, but they've been pointing to a saviour of the world, a saviour of individuals and all people, that peace could come. And we know full well that when we stop and we think about our own heart, we know that we're not wise, and we know actually that we deeply need help, that we need forgiveness, and we need to give forgiveness to others. And Jesus, this little baby that turned into a man who died on the cross and rose again, it's this Jesus whom the early writers, the early Christians come to know was actually God with us, coming to deal with all this brokenness. I pray that this Christmas, both you and me, that we will see the signs of God at work through the stories, through the carols, through all the decorations around, that they will remind us of what God has done. But that won't stay as knowledge, but it'll turn to wisdom. as we choose to accept the greatest gift of all that God gave to us in sending his son Jesus to bring us salvation and life. This is good news, and I pray that we will know the true meaning of Christmas, that Jesus, the Saviour, has come for you and for me. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus in your knowledge of our brokenness and our need. It's out of love for us that you sent him to live and die and rise again. Help us, we pray, to take this knowledge and to turn it into wisdom by enacting it in our life, taking hold of all that God, you have done for us in Jesus. And we pray for ourselves and for this world. We do want to pray for peace. There's so many places in this world where there is not peace. And we know full well that at times we need peace in our hearts first. So we pray that you will bring your peace into our heart. And we pray that you will bring peace into those places where there are wars. We pray, Jesus, that you will do your mighty work and bring healing to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.